And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribune is joining us. We are going to be talking all things fishing today, talking Tribune, talking about this yellowfin going on, Dorado going on. The fall season is on us, and this is the best time to go fishing. You stay tuned. We got a great show coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and at the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranx, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Always stoked when we can pull something like this off, because this is a guy that drives his boat a whole lot and is always on the water, so it's not easy to peel you away from behind the wheel of the Tribute, and we're sure stoked to have you in here. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang.
Happy to have you. And I know it's been a crazy season and busy, and just what a year this one has been, from crazy good fishing to slowdowns to giant tunas to yellow fins and blue fins and now kelps down below. This has been a wild one.
You know, after the last few years that we've had with some of the crazy, especially the exotics, you know, the little bit of wahoo and stuff mixed in, this year is the year of big fish.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's that big bluefin, big yellowfin, now we're starting to see some Dorado on kelps, but it's definitely a unique year. A little bit inconsistent, but our yellowfin fishing lately has been pretty darn good, and there's been some big ones. I mean, fish up into the 70, 80-pound range. There's still some of that big bluefin around, but it's just, I guess it wouldn't be any different, you know, after the last couple of crazy years we have, to have a year like this where you're seeing 200- and 300-pound bluefin and just all the other, you know, neat stuff to go with it.
It's been wild. Every day that somebody steps on board the Tribute from darn near like May, you know, they had a legitimate shot at a 100-pound tuna.
Yeah, definitely been our fair share of big fish this year. And it's one of those things where people, you know, especially charters or anybody that knows they're booking well in advance, they'll text us on Facebook or email us and say, what gear do I need to bring? And earlier on, it was, you know, you bring your standard, you know, 20 to 40 pound, and then all of a sudden it was bring gear up to 100 pound, 130 pound, and same kind of deal. One thing, a very nice feature that we have on the boat is on our deck level, we hold 210 rods. You know, it's a big boat, lots of rod room. Have no problem putting long rods up the side. So I tell people to just make sure, you know, bring a little bit of a diverse set of gear. Anything lately, it's been 15 to 50 pound.
15 to 50.
We had a stop last week where the fish had been, the yellowfin had been 18 to 25 pounds. It had been a little bit line shy. We go into our first stop of the morning and we start hooking fish on 25 pound. We had, one point we had a dozen fish hanging. And after about 20 minutes, still nothing on the boat. 25 minutes, nothing on the boat. What the heck's going on here? First fish that comes over the side is 45 pounds. Biggest yellowfin of the day was around 80 pounds. Well, to say that we were caught a little bit off guard was an understatement. You know, you start handing these things off, and you're looking around the boat. Everybody's bent. Everybody's getting their butt kicked. And you're like, okay, these are a little bit different grade of fish.
And right mixed, just like you were sliding onto a school of 20-pounders.
Yes, there has been a lot of that, you know, mixed-grade fish, and not necessarily all in the same school, but you slide on a spot of 18-pounders, 20-pounders, slide on another spot, then you slide on a spot that they're all 45 to 60 pounds. So, it, you know, you get everybody back there, and it's funny, you come up on a stop, and usually we can tell, or at least get a good idea what size the fish are, whether we see them puddling, jumping out of the water. Sonar, the fish finder, you can usually get a pretty good idea. So as you're coming up to these stops, we tell our people, so, you know, I'll do the best I can to let you know what size these fish are before we get to them. And you look back there, and the guy has got a 50-pound rod in his hand and a 15-pound rod in his hand, and he's kind of going back
Which one?
Looking at the wheelhouse, and I'm like, as soon as I know, you'll know.
That's pretty cool. And it's cool, and close. You know, it seems like a lot of this fishing has been close to home this year and, you know, not having to travel super far and
I'm not proud to say it, but we have fished till dark on more than one-day trip here this year.
That's
there was a trip last week. Where it was tough. You know, you couldn't if you got on the right spot, they bit a little bit. We didn't have a fish on the boat on a one-day trip until 5:30 in the afternoon, and we ended up with 39 of them.
Yeah,
you know, the people were done. I mean, you start having your doubts, and everybody's going, oh boy, we're not going to catch anything, and next thing you know, we're calling it good. We're cutting fish in the dark, and you know, to be able to put your first fish on the boat at 5:30 and end up with 39 of them in that little time period, it's something you got to deal on occasion. And there's definitely been I don't know if it's moon phase. It seems to have been kind of related with it, but you get a shot in the morning, you get a shot in the afternoon, and as close as we're fishing, a lot of these one-day trips, you can fish pretty darn late.
That's awesome. Now, how do you see the rest of the season going? We're kind of transitioning into the kind of fall time of year, which this is it. This, for me, is my favorite time of year to be fishing. It's like a, you know, the local summertime. Now we get the stretches of killer weather and that good fall fishing. How do you see the season progressing on?
My favorite time of the year is October, November.
Same.
It's always going to be that way, whether you're on a 10-day trip on a long-range boat or, you know, you're fishing locally. There's been some dorado on kelps. There's yellowfin on kelps down below. Slowly moving up, so it doesn't really show that there's any sign of an end to this. This local fishing, you know, after the last few years, people always want a prediction. I give up.
Yeah,
I
right?
There's no way to have predicted, you know, this giant bluefin, these big yellowfin, this fish anywhere from 13 to 50 miles is where we've been fishing on average, and that's why we're doing these one-day trips. They've been completely ideal. For the most part, you know, a guy can get off work, take one day off, get on the boat.
Exactly.
9 o'clock at night, we leave at 10, we're back the following night. Hopefully it works out great. The guy's got a nice bag of fish to take home, and he's only got to take one day off work. And in a lot of cases, we're leaving the harbor, and you know it's been close. It's been the same thing. There's been that body of fish there for the last 3 years, anywhere from the 181 down to the 302, and it's there's definitely been a lot of skiffs that have taken advantage of it, and especially earlier on with that big bluefin. So. There is some good dorado fishing, good yellowfin fishing down below. We did have a little bit of weather, so on our last day and a half trip, we wanted to get down there and fish some of that that dorado. But wind came up. It looks like we're gonna have a nice stretch of weather here, and then you get these fall conditions where you have a little bit of northeast wind. Loads start to lighten up quite a bit,
yeah.
So it is my favorite time of year as well.
It's a time to go, and a good time to go on the Tribute. You know, the people start to, like say, kids go back to school, loads lighten up, you got a giant comfortable boat that fishes all the time. So talking about the Tribute, your boat, you guys did a very, very ambitious boat work project this year, and I know that you worked your butt off, and I've been down, you know, we go down for our Ryan and I go down to Seaforth to go get breakfast after the show all the time, and every time we would see you down there just grinding and working your butt off in this off season, and you guys did a ton of work to the boat, which looks beautiful, by the way. Maybe our listeners that haven't had a chance to catch up with you a little bit, tell us one about the Tribute, and then two about all the work you've done to the boat.
Well, the Tribute's an 80-foot Dittmar Donaldson, built by Dittmar in 1969, and designed by Bill Poole. It was Bill Poole's first long-range boat as the Polaris III, but the boat is designed, I mean, specifically for fishing.
Yeah.
It's low to the water. It's wide. There's a ton of room up the side. Big boat, you know, we usually do limited load trips. The boat was designed to carry or sleep 56 people, so it's a big boat. Limited load trips are 32. Standard open party is 36. The longer the trips get, the lighter the loads get. But this year, we...
But think about that for a second. I just want everybody to think about that. This boat was made to have 56 people on it, and an open party, like the most you take is damn near half of that.
Right.
I mean, it's huge. The boat is so roomy.
There is lots and lots of room, and the nice thing about that is we're not carrying, you know, we're not saying we're a limited load boat carrying 30 people with 30 bunks. I mean, there's always going to be extra bunks. If anybody that has any kind of maybe a knee or back problem, we have deck-level staterooms. There's always room to put your gear. There's always spare bunks if you're, you know, heaven forbid that you end up next to a snorer or something. There's always a spot you can go. So we're never maxed out. And that definitely comes in handy,
sure,
on a lot of our trips. As far as our bow work went, when I did the show last year, we were talking about doing our repower. We do have a brand new 13.5-liter John Deere's in the boat, as well as a new generator. That was planned. There was some hiccups along the way as far as getting those engines ordered, and they were several months behind, and me being the type of person that I am, we weren't just going to sit there idle and not do anything. And I definitely took on more than I would ever like to do again. We probably completed about 5 years of boat work in a year. Everything from the galley door to the transom is new.
Wow.
And that includes new engines, new generator, new plumbing, new pumps, new fish hold, new bait tanks, new fuel tanks, new water tanks.
Like you said, those are the type of projects that you take on one a year. Like, okay, this is going to be the year that
right.
We're going to replumb the whole system, you know.
And that said, it's not something you want to do all in one shot. Thankfully, last year was a good year, but we definitely exceeded what we should have done. But everything from that galley door to the stern, I mean, everything in there is new. At one point, there was nothing in the boat back in that area except for our steering.
Wow.
And I know you came down at one point. It was a small miracle to get everything completed in time to start fishing there in June, early June. But, yeah, it's you start looking at a project like that, you're like, okay, well, the area's opened up above the engines. We got a lot of space. All right, where are our engines at? Engines aren't on the way. Okay, well, let's go and do this. Let's go and do that. Next thing you know, the bait tank's gone. The fish hole's gone. And it's really nice now.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of things I won't have to touch in a long time, but there was one point, I think I came down after a stretch of weather. It had rained the night before. It blew all of our tarps off, and I stood back there, and I was like, what did I do?
But how cool for you as an operator in that driver's seat, knowing that you've got such a sound piece of machinery under your feet. Motors are great, and how great for the passengers. I mean, extra bait capacity and all the room that's on the boat. Like, you can't believe how much room is there. And, like you say, new fish holds, like everything. I mean, just knowing that you put the best that you could possibly put is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, and one thing with the bait tank setup we have now, we do carry a lot more bait, and there's a lot more room. So when you can combine those two, that old the old bait tank had an addition. I don't know when it was put on. I would imagine back in the early 70s, but they had added another set of bait tanks to it. And it really cut off the stern and the corners. This new bait tank setup, it's moved slightly forward. They're round bait tanks. They hold bait way, way better. We can put a lot more in. And our corners were opened up by like 6 feet, which, it's the most important part of the boat. And then our RSW system as well, we have a slammer that kind of doubles as it's RSW and a slammer, so we can hold more bait if we need to. We started filling that thing at the beginning of the year, and we realized our bait tanks are so big that, you know, except for on some of our multi-day trips, it just makes a nice RSW.
That's cool.
Having that extra room back there, it's amazing. I mean, it really, really opened things up.
That's awesome. Well, as you can hear, I mean, we're just so stoked to have Mike on here. So much to talk about. The boat is just awesome, fishes all the time, and primarily with the fishing close the way it is, this is one thing I like too, is you set up your schedule, open party at a C4 sport fishing, and you literally base your schedule on what's right for the fish. You don't stick to, you know, this is what we do. You do what the fish tell you to do, and when the fish are close, you offer a one-day trip. You get out, you get on, get the fish. If season dictates that you need to go farther south, then sure, you switch it up to day and a half, but I always love that you base your schedule exactly on what it's going to take to provide the best fishing.
Well, and then that's supposed to be what it is, you know. There's, in a lot of cases, you know, having a 2.5 day trip, it's great. You're going to have all the opportunity to be able to get on the fish. If they're close, you're fishing 2 full days. There's nothing wrong with that. But I try to, and it's trying to like look into a crystal ball. You can only predict so much, but the way this fish has been doing these 1 day trips, and really it's for a lot of our passengers, the guys that can't get two or three days off work. We do have some great regulars that'll fish with us on two or three different trips throughout the week. And they, you know, you can come out, you can get on the boat, you get a chance to get away from the wife or whatever it might be, get out on the water, catch a bunch of fish. You come in, you work for a few days. I mean, if it works out that way, it's kind of the same kind of deal with 3/4 day fishing. It's a great day on the water. You can get on the water, and it doesn't, you don't have to take a giant commitment as far as missing out on work.
Quick hit, get your fix in, get to it.
Yeah, and all those years of 1 day fishing, I mean, it's we always did it for a reason. I mean, it works.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show today, and you want to talk about a great guy to have in here, tackle, fishing, boat, the whole nine. It's going to be a great show, packed full of info for you today, and we would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, join us this morning with Captain Mike Pritchard. There's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking fishing, talking all about this great summer fishing that we've had and what we've got coming up to here to look forward to. We've got great catch reports coming in the show today. We have also got a rad prize. And thank you so much to Captain Mike. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing aboard the Tribute. We're giving away one of those one-day spots. And if you want to get your shot, one more time, 858 877-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And if you're the lucky caller at the end of the show today, you're going on an overnight trip aboard the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander, both now operating out of Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. The Commander is a legendary 65-foot boat with top-of-the-line comfort and superior customer service, the finest fish handling and quality food, the same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the Seaforth Sport Fishing fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room at the rail. Chris and Mark have developed these two boats to set the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 again. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to get through. If you want to get your shot, there's one line open in the entire building. That's a local line. It's 858 area code 457 1090. And why don't we start off, jump right into the phones, and this morning we're going to start it off with Paul, who's calling us from El Cajon. Paul, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, hey, so, you know, I just wanted to give some kudos to Mike. I got a chance to go out on the Tribute about a couple years ago when the bluefin were biting out at the Cortez Bank. And, man, that is an amazing boat. That's an amazing crew, and I just want to say kudos to a great job, and I can't wait to get back out on a Tribute trip coming up here soon.
No, we definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. That's great. I wanted to ask you, Mike, you know, as we're transitioning from summer to fall, I know you said you don't want to make predictions, but I'm wondering if, you know, there's anything that you see out there in the water in terms of, you know, yellows on kelp patties or dorados or the way the yellowfin are biting that might, you know, lead you to believe that this is going to be a similar fall winter season set up to last year.
You know, I think it is. For one, that bluefin never left. I mean, we were laid up last year doing our boat work in April, and I actually went and fished with Paul on the Outer Limits and had good bluefin fishing in April. That stuff, for the most part, has never really left. There's a ton of bait this year, probably too much, and we see a lot of that, a lot of these yellowfin, a lot of these bluefin spots where you're sliding on them, and you can't compete with the amount of bait around. The water is still warm. There is some pretty good dorado kelps and yellowfin down around the 100-mile mark, and it seems to be moving up. Just the combination of that warm water and the amount of bait around, I really don't see it ending anytime soon. There's been some fishing lately that's been better than anything we've had this year as far as numbers go. I mean, the other day we had 95 yellowfin. I'll throw this out. Day before yesterday we were out. We had okay fishing, but Dustin on the Pacific Dawn had a morning stop for 160 yellowfin. I mean, this is when you start seeing this kind of stuff. You start seeing the loads drop down. Probably going to see more dorado. I know locally we have really lacked that.
Yeah.
And we did see a little bit of it earlier. It sounds like there's some very, very good dorado kelps down, if nothing else, within an easy day and a half range that are moving up. Part of our October schedule, we're going to maintain our one-day trips throughout the weekend, and we're going to start offering day-and-a-half trips so we can get in on that as well. But I really don't think you're going to see this bluefin go anywhere, no matter what. It's been around for a couple years. I hope they don't get any bigger because I wouldn't know what to do with them. I mean, there's some of the bluefin fishing we've had this year and the sizes of some of those things. If they stick around for another year, we better figure out a way to beef up our tackle a bit.
Right. Do you think that with that fish that was here virtually all year, do you think if the weather was right for a stretch, you know, for several days, you know, obviously you have coverage and there's boats out there that you could have caught, a guy could have gone out and caught those things any time of year? I mean, could you have gone out in the wintertime and caught a local bluefin this year?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that bluefin fishing we had last April was on the 60 or the 43. There was a little bit of fish moving around. But a big thing, and we saw this a couple years ago where we never stopped fishing bluefin. Now, a lot of it was on the Cortez and the Tanner is it's so set in people's heads that our season ends in October,
right,
that people just stop fishing. And I had other boat operators ask me, and they said, why are you still running? And this is in November. I said, there's still fish here.
Yeah.
People want to go out and catch a bluefin, and I said, until they stop biting, we're not going to stop.
That's
running,
awesome.
And we never stopped. Some of our best bluefin fishing that year was actually in February.
It's one of those crazy things that if you say you had a day in February, you had 50 tuna. If you had that day at the beginning of June, I mean, it's game on, fish dope, let's talk, it's everywhere. The biggest news, you know, they got 50, but you have that same score in October. It's like, yeah, right on, okay.
Yeah, we've all been spoiled. We've all been spoiled. And, you know, it's something, especially with the size of the fish we were catching this year, really getting one or two of those fish on a trip is that bluefin that we had out at Desperation around San Clemente Island. We were losing so many of those fish, and I'm sure you went out and fished, Rick, but they were the meanest 70 to 90-pound bluefin ever. I don't know why they were so mean, but, you know, our scores didn't really reflect the fishing that we had. But if you landed one of those things and you got to take one of those 70 to 90-pound bluefin home, I mean, that was – it doesn't really spark a lot of attention when you see the numbers. But what a trophy fish. I mean, what a fish to catch on a one-day trip.
This year has definitely been quality over quantity, and some good quantity to go with it, don't get me wrong, but this has been the year for big ones.
Yeah, it has, and that's the thing. I mean, you get all these years where you see giant numbers, and there has been some really good numbers of fish caught lately, but, you know, it's one of those things. You get out, you have a good day on the water, and you get to take home a 40-pound fish. I mean, your neighbors are going to love it. Your family's going to love it. And you're still going to have plenty to barbecue yourself.
Well, does that answer your questions up for you, Paul?
Yeah, no, that was good. And I was on one of those February 2014 trips out at the Cortez, and we caught something like 150 bluefin, I think it was that day. So,
so rad.
Yeah, good times.
As far as the fish are concerned, there is no month. There is no day of the week. It's, you know, you get that water around, and the water is still in the 70s. I mean, it's still warm water. And we're going to see this nice stretch of weather start to happen with our fall conditions. I think it's just going to get better, if not, start to see some more of that Dorado and stuff move up. So I don't think it's going to end anytime soon.
They know food and condition. They don't know calendars. They don't know day of the week. They don't know day and a half versus one day. They just know food and condition. And if both of those things are right, they're not going anywhere.
They don't see the pumpkin patches. They don't see the yeah, reindeer right. on the store windows. They don't care.
Yeah, exactly. If it's biting, if it's the meat is there and the water's right for them, they're going to stay fat and happy.
That's exactly it.
Paul, appreciate the phone call, and thanks for getting us started this morning. You know, you brought up that big fish, you know, at San Clemente Island and all these big elephants we've been catching. How about the gear? Like, I know that's one thing we've seen at the tackle store a lot this year. So many guys, between last year's good fish and this year's real big ones, the necessity of that small two-speed, that's when it was the necessity. You know, before it was a luxury on a 40-pounder, it was a luxury to be able to kick that thing in the low gear. When you start to talk 90 and 100 pounders, and obviously, you know, Mike, you've got a lot of long range background, and big fish is not something that's new to you by any stretch. But when you start talking 75, 85, 90, 100 pounders, that's when it goes from like, well, this is nice to have, to it's bordering on you have to have. Like, this is big gear fish.
Yeah. Now there's been a lot of times this year where you look at somebody pulling on a fish and you go, so how do you like it? And they're like, fun is left.
Yeah.
fun has left the building. And, you know, the modern technology with a lot of these reels, Akuma's one of our sponsors, and some of their new two-speed reels are just awesome. The little metalloids, it's an affordable two-speed reel. But it's funny because between them and Seeker, who's another one of our sponsors, at the beginning of the year, we started calling them and we said, what is going to be your answer to catching a 200-pound bluefin on a popper setup? And I think you're going to see some pretty neat tackle coming out next year. You know, a lot of guys are coming out, well, catching them on a 90J, and, you know, something you can cast and something that you can pull on. I think there's going to be, just because of this, I think you're going to probably see some pretty neat setups coming out in the next couple of years. Something that, you know, rail rods are good to pull on, but they're heavy. So I think there's going to be a lot of tackle manufacturers out there really trying to spice things up here in the coming future.
It's cool seeing how this fishing is going to push the envelope on design and gear, and yeah, that's cool.
I think I've seen more big fish caught on spinning reels this year than ever.
That's a thing. You know, I hate to say it, and it's a lot easier with Pete not sitting here because he can't argue back at me, but you can't deny it. Pete's been a proponent of the big gear, and he's right, man. I mean, you hook one of those fish on the right spinning tackle, and the big thing that I think has happened, and you're exactly right, is necessity has kind of pushed the envelope with the tackle guys, is the spinning gear that's capable of catching big fish has been around for a while. The problem is it hasn't been in any of our budgets. You know, most of us can't go shell out $1,200 for a Stella, but the technology that Stella has as far as still maintaining big amounts of power and torque and smoothness and high drag pressure but very smooth, now that's starting to come down in price. You can buy Twin Powers and Saragossas and, you know, really nice spinning gear that's becoming at a price that we can afford. And there's no denying when you're trying to cast a popper or something like that how much more effective it is on a big spinning reel.
No, I want one.
I know. I hate to say it. I'm only saying it now because Pete's not here, and he can't say I told you so on the air. But, yeah, I'm with you.
The
I'm
only
with
drawback, we did have a guy on one of our trips where we were out of desperation. He knocked out a limit of bluefin. One of them was about 80 pounds. The other one was 95 pounds. The guy was a champ. He pulled on his fish the whole time. A couple of drawbacks. For one, you can't ever put it on the rail.
Exactly.
And I know there's a guy, Jamie, that fished with us on the Intrep, and he tried coming up with like an aluminum bracket rail rod set up. It didn't ever really work. On those big fish with a spinning reel, you are committed to pulling on that thing the entire time. And once you get used to kind of going over and under other anglers, when you're going under them, you got to remember the line's on the bottom side of the rod. So it just takes a little bit of looking out for so you don't get a little specter burn on you.
That's it. Hey, again, Paul, appreciate the phone call very much. Next up, let's talk to Dee. Calling us from Laguna Beach this morning. Hi, Dee. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, hi, Rick and Mike. God, I can't believe this fishing going on. I can't believe it. But anyhow, Mike, other than fishing sardines, what about jigs? What kind of jigs would you recommend?
You know, same kind of thing with the reels and the rods and everything that are coming out. There's more and more tackle manufacturers coming out with just great jigs. The flat fall has just kind of been a go-to. The Colt Sniper, I mean, there's been so many great jigs. And it's funny because people start really getting away from some of the old, you know, the 6X Juniors, the Yo-Yos, the, you know, Tatty 4-0, stuff like that. I don't know how many cow tuna were caught on flatball jigs this year. One of the problems with what we all found earlier on is they eat those jigs on the fall, and they love to bite you off because they end up swallowing them. So if you're going to be using something like that on any of those bigger fish, make sure you put a little bit of a leader on it, a little bit of a heavier leader. But there is a lot of jigs that are catching fish really, really well now that I would have told you not to use 10 years ago. when they first came out with, like, the butterfly jig or those flatfall jigs, we looked at them and we go, man, put that thing back in your box.
Yeah, but grab a 6X Junior. Let's get back to work here.
They work great.
And
I know I think I was talking to Justin on the Excel one morning. We were out at Desperation, and, you know, that big bluefin, he goes, well, we got seven of them this morning on a PL-68, and if I told my crew that, they probably wouldn't even know what it is. I mean, there is no reason to get rid of your old jigs. Some of these new jigs do work great, but, you know, a little bit of diversity in your tackle box is always good.
That was a good call that you said about the heavy leader. Those bluefins definitely have teeth. There's no doubt about it. And those big ones especially, they love to just get straight up and down and shake their head. See, and it just, I can't help but cringe every time I'm such a stress case when we got one of those big ones because they do the same thing every time. They get under the boat and you see the rod just shaking because, you know, those gill plates are flaring and they're shaking their head so bad it just it drives me nuts. But that's a really good call. Those things are biting on the sink. That lure's flashing. You know, they're all that chrome on the backside of the jig. There's no problem getting bit with heavy line.
And a lot of times
crimp
it's
a piece of 80-pound or 100-pound or even 130-pound to it and eliminate the chew off from the game.
Exactly. We didn't really get a chance to do a whole lot of it, but like fishing that yummy flyer this year, trolling the rubber flying fish under the kite. There was a lot of guys getting bit on 200-pound, guys losing them on 300-pound, and same kind of deal. You're pulling on these big fish, and you see them, and it's usually close to the boat when they do that. So, I mean, it's a heartbreaker.
Worst.
You're looking at this big fish swimming upright after 2 hours, which, for one, is phenomenal, the fact that they have that kind of power. And then they start doing that head shake, and it's just like, yeah, it's a serrated knife.
I'm cringing right now. We're talking about it. Like, seeing it is just the worst. D, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot. I hope you hang a big one on your flat fall this year. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It's time to head south. We're going to the Baja with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, that catch report sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Get ready, because the big fish season is upon us. It is the fall time, and that's when the big ones show up. And that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook is your perfect choice. And don't wait until your favorite hook is in short supply. Get your Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks now at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Where's the other man?
Pete is over in Hawaii right now doing a little field research over there and having a good time and just kicking back and handling the show on this one. Nice little weekend for Pete. He's over at the island.
Well, good for him. Yeah. And Rick, you always do a good show.
Thanks, buddy.
When you're by yourself. Matter of fact, I think we ought to think about squeezing the other guy out.
I think you and I could make that happen. That'll be a phone call afterwards.
Exactly.
Wouldn't be the same anyway, without Pete here. What's up, Cass?
Well, you know, you're talking about those big fish on those spinning outfits. You know, that's something that was kind of not heard of here a few years ago, especially on the West Coast, you know. That's always been an East Coast thing, catching fish with spinning gear. And, you know, that first trip to Pesca Panama when I caught that 130-pound yellowfin on a popper using a spinning gear, which I'd never used before, I mean, it got me hooked. I couldn't believe how quick I had that fish to the boat using the right gear. And, you know, that's all. I always take at least one or two spinning rods with me now and plenty of poppers. And it seems to be a really exciting fishery now, and I think it's really catching on the West Coast. And so there's some good gear coming out now, and not really expensive stuff. I know that, you know, Shimano's got a couple of nice reels. They're not Stellas, but, man, you can pick up a really nice – I'm trying to think. You can maybe help me out with that, Rick.
Yeah, Saragossa's and the Twin
Power.
Saragossa,
you know, they make got plenty of drag, and they'll handle a lot of big fish. And, you know, they're affordable reels. And Daiwa just came out with one. I think it's the BG, really, really economical. And so, you know, there's some good stuff out there, and very inexpensive, and I'll tell you, it's sure a lot of fun throwing those poppers and catching fish on the surface, kind of like fishing the big peacock bass on the Amazon on topwaters.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, anyway, gosh, you know, the fishing is really, really picking up down the southern tip of Baja, East Cape, San Jose del Cabo, and Cabo San Lucas. Man, there's some big tuna out at both the inner and the outer Gordo. Baja Bob Lewis there at La Playita reporting some big fish this past week, 380-some pounder. There were some twos. There were some hundreds. Looks like that's really just starting to take off now. And so look out. It could be a really, really good year on big fish in and really, really close to the beach there out of that San Jose del Cabo. Wahoo Bite is picking up. That's coming along pretty good. Gosh, we filled up our Wahoo Rumble November 4 to 8 in San Jose del Cabo. We've got all the boats have been sold on that we have reserved. That should be an exciting time there. Dorado finally arriving in bigger numbers, bigger quality fish now. Most of them are averaging between 15 and 25, but there are some 40, 50-pound bulls being taken. So some really, really good fishing in that southern tip of the Baja. And I really recommend that's kind of the main big destination right now this time of year. Also, blue marlin are still in the picture down there, a few stripers. You know, we got that big Bisbee tournament coming up next month for the big blues and blacks. It seemed like it's died down a little bit, not like it was here a month or two ago. But some really, really good fishing going on.
That's awesome, Cassie.
Anyway, Ricky, that's going to be the report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, head with us down to Pesca Panama or Christmas Island, can give me a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And Ricky, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Now, Cass, that was a report, man. It is biting down below right now, Cass. That's awesome.
It's happening, man.
Well, great fishing. Appreciate that. And a perfect time if somebody wants to call up Cass, man, and go somewhere fun. You got a lot of options pointing south right now to go fishing on a good trip. Cass, appreciate a great report as always, and look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Ricky. Take care, man.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are packed up. We have one line open. If you want to get through, there's a shot right now. 858 area code 457-1090. Coming your way right now. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
The Southwest Council of the International Federation of Fly Fishers invites anyone and everyone to its annual fly fishing fair Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th in Bishop, California. Pick from a stacked list of seminars, events, and classes offered by some of the biggest experts in the region on fly tying, fly casting, and fly fishing techniques tailored for beginner and experienced anglers alike. And while you're at it, spend some time on the water at local hotspots with some of the area's top guides while learning innovative techniques and practices. Mark your calendar now for October 14th to 16th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Registration opens October 14th at southwestcouncil.org. Tickets are $15 for individuals and $20 for families, good for all 3 days. Check the website for lodging and information and more. southwestcouncil.org or the links page at hookup1090.com. See you in October in the heart of the Eastern Sierra.
Lobster season's here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones are packed up. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090, only number into the building right now. During the break, we were talking about the kind of craziness of the season, just going over all the crazy stuff and what a phenomenon that Yummy Flyer fishing was and just how wild it was. And a fun thing that guys would maybe in here, Mike and I were talking about it during the break, is on an average year at Fisherman's Landing, we figure we sell 25 to 30 Yummy Flyers a year. That's like the average. A few guys from Cabo are into fishing with them. A couple guys take them on a long-range trip. I know the XL was real big when you were in that fishing from the balloon. So, you know, we sell a couple here or there to guys. This year, I think we figure we were on about 800 was the last amount. Crazy. And that's just what was ordered this year, not including the stock we already had. Just wild, but what a fun way to catch one of those things, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, I all the years that I spent on the XL, I got to give Jason Fleck some credit on that one. He has definitely seemed to have been one of the founders of the Yummy Flyer on the balloon, especially. And then we got to the point where we're trolling them and everything else. But for years we had those things on the boat, and I think that it was more of a, I guess, an East Coast thing. We'd look at them, move them around the tackle shop, or the tackle shop on the XL. I always think that they're kind of a pain in the butt. Whoever knew that it'd be a year like this where we were scrambling to try to find them and try to buy them. Thankfully, I do have a lot of experience with them as far as rigging them up and stuff. But it got to a point where I was on the boat, and Dave Burnside, who's been my second operator here this year, has done a great job. I called him. I said, look, we need to get some Yummy Flyers. And he goes, everywhere sold out. I said, what do you mean? And he goes, I went to Fisherman's Landing. I went to Angler's Choice. Everybody sold out. And then when I found what we were paying for them, I was like, man, I really should have hung on to some of those things 15 years ago.
No doubt.
Crazy
for sure. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Mike. Why don't we jump right back into him and talk to Brian, who's calling us from Wildomar. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Mike.
Good morning.
You guys said that the fish don't see the pumpkin patches, but they do see the moon. So you guys were talking about that. Mike, what's your 2 cents on the moon phase? And is there a difference between, like, yellowfin moon phase, bluefin moon phase? And on a different subject, Ricky, what's your favorite small two-speed rod?
As far as the moon phase goes, one thing I've got to say, I mean, I've had a lot of charter groups. I ran charter boats for years. A lot of charter groups, you'd call them up and say, hey, when do you want to book this year? And the guy goes, hang on, let me get my moon phase book out. I've seen fish bite for every single day of the month for days on end, weeks on end, for regardless of moon phase. And then on the flip side, sometimes they're there and they don't bite at all. My personal opinion is you'll see better morning and evening bites. You know, first thing in the morning, sometimes it peters off throughout the middle of the day, and then you'll see, and it's something we saw last week, you start seeing a lot of good fishing in the late afternoon right into dark. That's my opinion on it. It does seem to affect the time of day they bite, maybe not necessarily whether they bite or not, but a lot of that fish, it seems like it's feeding throughout the night. It'll feed into the morning. You see good gray bites, and then on the flip side of the day, you see good sundowners.
And then, you know, the one thing, too, and you obviously you just said it, is you think you get it totally locked, and then they'll do the same thing, you know, like two moon phases in a row, that fish bit, right, you know, right when it was coming to full, that's when they really climbed on, that's when they got in the shallows, and we caught the heck out of them, and then that circle the next month is coming away, and you're licking your chops, and you know that it's going to happen, and then they bust a move, and they're all of a sudden they all show up at San Clemente Island or whatever.
Yes,
like, that's they don't play by the rule book.
Not at all. And that same thing with the time of year. Anytime you try to predict this stuff, and there's a lot of guys that I know, especially bluefin fishing, always kind of base it on moon phase, and then sometimes it'll turn around and bite you.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, as far as a rod for your two-speed, Brian, I think it kind of depends a little bit on what you're fishing for and how heavy a line. But if you were talking about this bigger bluefin like that's going on right now, if it's a personal preference for me, I'm a little bit of a longer rod guy. I like fishing a 7.5 to an 8-foot rod. If you were going to fish a 40-pound two-speed outfit, which I think saw a lot of duty this year for that, you know, 40 to 75 or 40 to 80-pound fish, I like a 7.5 to an 8-foot rod. And if I had to pick one, it would either be one of those Terramar, the new Shimano Terramars, like a 76 heavy. Or one of my absolute favorites is a CalStar 875 Heavy. It's a 7.5-foot rod that was originally designed. It was originally designed when we were fishing Guadalupe before it was closed the first round, and that rod was built off of an 8-foot blank that is kind of trimmed down to 7.5. It's a rod we used to make in the tackle store. It was we started with an 800 Heavy and kind of cut it down to being 7.5. And back in the day, Guadalupe was all about trying to catch a 100-pounder, but you had to fish 40-pound to get a bite back then, and it was designed for the small two-speeds, and it's still a perfect rod for it. So I really like that CalStar 875H or that Terramar 76 Heavy. Those are probably my two favorites for a 40-pound reel for right about now. All right, well, I hope that answers your question. Appreciate the phone call. Let's jump right back in and talk to Gary. Call us from Huntington Beach. Hey, Gary, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, you know, I had a lot of good trips. I haven't been out as much as I used to. I've been fortunate enough to have an opportunity to fish a private boat here 10 minutes from my house. And so I got a couple bait questions, bait options, being that a private boater can't carry the load that you guys can. And I know lately it's been with especially the elephant having to dump a load on them to get them to come up. Do you think they would respond to chunk? And I also understand they've been biting the squid, or the bluefin have been biting the squid over the Clemente area. Could you maybe talk about the squid rigs you guys have been fishing, and what are maybe some of the options for, like I said, these guys that can't carry the capacity that the bigger boats can?
Good question.
You know what? They do eat chunks. They eat chunks very well. A lot of times, if we have any kind of a bait issue, you'll see us chunk, and I know a lot of other guys do it. And depending on what it is, I mean, you can still fish a chunk of sardine. I mean, if that's what you're limited to, or a chunk of mackerel, a lot of times we'll be chunking, and sometimes you just think in the back of your head, okay, well, we have some dead bait, we're going to put it to use. And then later on when the guys are cutting fish, or you see one of them flush, and they're just loaded with chunks. They love them. It's not just big fish that eat them, the small fish, especially if you're sitting there for a period of time and you kind of have a school built up around you, it's so easy for those fish to swim around. Almost everything we catch, their main goal is to get big enough for something not to eat them. And the easiest way to do that is to keep feeding. And those chunks don't exactly try to get away from them. So in my opinion, on any kind of fishing, whether it's yellowfin or bluefin, and you have some dead bait left over, hang on to it, chunk it. You never know if you're going to get in one of those stops at the end of the day or come up on a foam or you're out of live bait. They still eat a dead bait pretty good. One main huge advantage that small boats have, especially with a lot of the fishing we've had this year, those bird schools up, these giant spots up, you guys can get right in the middle of them. It doesn't seem to affect them at all. And you don't always need to dump, you know, 20 or, you know, 15 or 20 scoops of bait on one of these things to get it to commit. It, especially in a small boat, I've seen a lot of private boats this year knock the crud out of some of these fish just by sliding up on them and dropping a flat fall on them. I mean, that has definitely been one of the go-tos in some of these smaller boat cases. You get up on them and you drop a jig right in the middle of it.
You talked about the chunk thing, too. We did it so much last year with that crazy hot water, and we were having some difficulties with bait, and you know, you did it because it's what you had to do, and it was crazy effective. I mean, there was plenty of times when
it worked.
When you were chunking, you know, it might be early in the trip where you had plenty of bait, but you were also biting the chunk, and there was plenty of times on our boat where they would pass up a plenty good sardine to get that chunk, and yet all of a sudden, you know, we flash forward to this year when we have good bait and, you know, use the chunk a whole lot less often. So it's one of those things that we get kind of set in our ways, but that doesn't mean it's always the right call.
Nah, it's definitely something you want to keep in your arsenal. And then as far as that squid fishing, one of our best bluefin mornings, and this is, I mean, kind of, you know, goes against everything that most of us believe in. One of our best bluefin mornings out at San Clemente Island at Desperation Reef was on frozen squid.
Crazy.
And it was squid from the day before that had died, and it started bleaching out. And we had tough squid fishing. And nice thing about fishing squid is you can almost always fish heavier line, especially if it's earlier on. It's just like it was like fishing sea bass. I mean, you have small egg sinker, 50-pound circle hook. But we were limited on the amount of squid we had, and one of my crew members, Shane, goes, well, what, you know, he just digs out a bag of frozen squid from the day before, and we weren't putting out any live squid, and I look down, we got two fish hanging, we got three fish hanging, I go, what are those on? And he goes, it's on frozen squid. And I was like,
that's so cool. That is so cool.
We'll go with it. I think we got seven or eight of those big bluefin on frozen squid, so... We love squid.
Sliding egg sinker rig, a torpedo sinker that's rubber banded on. How would you know, if you were in Gary's case on the skiff and you had some squids, how would you be fishing it?
A lot of that depends on weather. We had some really nice weather on some of those trips. So yeah, half ounce egg sinker. I've always been a big fan of circle hooks. I know Musad's come out with a good circle hook that I really like lately. Either that, Eagle Claw. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there. Especially on that bigger fish, just because, you know, we were talking about the head shake earlier. But a half-ounce egg sinker, I think in most of those cases we're using one of those 4-0 Mustad circle hooks and some fluorocarbon. And then later on in the day, if it starts getting breezy, all of a sudden this 3-ounce, 4-ounce, even 6-ounce torpedo weights come out, rubber banded on just to get that down in the zone. As you're drifting along, that half-ounce egg sinker, if you have 15 or 20 knots of wind, you're not getting down there 150, 200 feet like you should be. So, you know, that this has been the year of torpedo weights and rubber band rigs, whether it's sardines or squid. I don't know how many bags of 4-ounce torpedo weights we've gone through this year. In most cases, a lot of guys don't carry them, but it's, you know, something you want to have in same kind of thing in your tackle box and have on hand.
A tool to have in the arsenal.
A bag of rubber bands and some assorted torpedo weights go a long way.
I'll say, Gary, being a skiff guy myself, we fish a lot when we're doing. If we're drifting, for fish, and, you know, traditionally your fly line more than anything else, we always have, well, I mean, not always, but we try to always put a sinker rig in the bow of the torpedo sinker. I mean, it's a brainless and easy way to fish. You drop a torpedo sinker down 150 or 200 feet and put the rod in the rod holder with a sardine or a squid or whatever on, put the thing in the clicker while you're fishing. And I can't tell you how many times we'd be fly lining our butts off and, you know, the freebie rod goes off in the bow. So definitely worth the shot for sure. Gary, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's go live to the Polaris Supreme right now. Captain Tommy Rothery is giving us a call. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, good morning, boys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Want to know what's going on the Supreme.
I'm sitting here in the wheelhouse, my feet on the dash, heading up to San Diego in flat, calm weather with the radio on, listening to you guys. We're just coming back from an eight-day trip and have had really good fishing. Absolutely off the charts wahoo fishing. It's got to be some of the best wahoo fishing I've ever seen down here right now. It's just insane. We've caught wahoo drifting. We've caught wahoo on the anchor. We've caught wahoo trolling. Sharks have kicked our – they've teed us up pretty good. Marauder sales should be pretty good when we get back to the dock, guys, replacing the 20 or so they lost. Just really, really good wahoo fishing, guys, man. It's been insane. The school size tuna fishing, that was really good. We didn't even touch what we could have done with it. We were so into the wahoo, and we were fishing from like 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning till 1 o'clock at night. You know, we were having just unbelievable nighttime fishing on yellowtail. It was just, you know, keeping 3-5 going at a time. I mean, we were just killing the guys. I mean, killing the guys, our passenger, I mean, just beating them up. This is just the classic fall, multiple species, you know, just what an experience,
oh,
you know.
Man.
Just such a variety, such good fishing, and daytime, nighttime, you know, I can't say enough about it. I can't believe how good this season is here. It's just been very cool. Also, we're leaving on Sunday afternoon. We're going to go out and do a day-and-a-half trip. We're going to fish all day Monday when there's hopefully not too big of a crowd out there. Come back Tuesday morning there on a nice limited load trip, and it's an all-inclusive deal if anybody wants to go out and do a day-and-a-half trip.
Oh, that's awesome, Tommy. Very cool. And, boy, I couldn't agree with you more. This is what it's all about, fall fishing, variety, crazy good numbers. And for you to say at some of the best Wahoo fishing you've ever seen, that's saying something. You've seen some good Wahoo scores something. Over the years.
Oh, man, you have no idea how many Wahoo we would have had if those sharks weren't at the particular spot they were at. Fortunately, they're only at two spots, and we got other spots to go to. But still, it's so good. You keep going back there and go, okay, maybe we can get a few more through them, and you do, too. But it's pretty cool.
Wow.
If anybody wants to go on a longer trip, we got a 10-day trip in November 6th that's got a few openings, too, if they'd like to go out fishing in November. But, yeah, I can't say enough about it. The little storm that passed through and went outside over the top of the Vallejos Rocks, and it didn't even affect us at all. It actually calmed down our weather if it did anything. So we had beautiful weather the whole trip, too.
What an awesome trip, Tommy. I'm so stoked to hear that. And what a cool opportunity to go fishing. Now, that's next Sunday afternoon, or is that this week here on the on your day-and-a-half trip?
Oh, no, this week,
tomorrow night.
Leaving on a day and a half and fishing Monday.
Cool opportunity to go fishing full long-range style, but aboard the Polaris Supreme on a day and a half, a quick hit, get your fishing in on Monday, and be back Tuesday early enough to slide into work. Awesome opportunity. Tommy, if somebody wants to join you on that one or get their spot for this crazy Wahoo action on that 10-day you got coming up in November, how do we find you or Susan?
Do you know what? The day and a half, call Fisherman's Landing. They'll book it through there, or you can do it online with them, or just get online, PolarisSupreme.com, and all our info's there. You'll see it all.
That's awesome, Tommy. Well, great trip. Congratulations. An epic Wahoo score and tuna and yellows. It sounds like it was a heck of a trip, and glad you're having such a safe and easy ride home.
Yep, feet on the dash, no problem. Take care, guys.
All right, Tommy, thanks for the report. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers. weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Llanero. We love families.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.